this morning on the program via phone is our friend Anthony Lococo, who is now with the Institute for Reforming Government. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, I'm grateful that you are taking the time this morning to talk about this new endeavor. And as you shared with me, we kind of jokingly, yet also in between tears, chuckled about, it turns out, well, you go ahead and use the line because it's funny.
Yeah, it turns out there's a lot of illegal behavior going on in state government. And yeah, I'm here to talk about oversight. So, you know, Wisconsin is witnessing an alarming trend in executive branch failures. And you can really just take your pick of issues, whether it's some of the abuses that we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic, election law problems, failure to manage federal funds that were given to schools, many other instances. I'm sure your audience could add their own particular governmental issues. And, you know, a lot of Wisconsinites are asking what can be done and who's responsible for taking care of these problems, especially in an era of divided government. We have Governor Tony Evers in the executive branch and a largely conservative legislature. So what can we do? And our answer to that at IRG is to push for oversight. Oversight is a function that's constitutionally vested in the Wisconsin legislature. And it basically has to do with investigating activities that are going on in Wisconsin's agencies, collecting information, whether informally or through things like depositions and subpoenas, and bringing executive branch actors in front of the legislature in hearings to answer for what they're doing. And I'm sure your audience, you know, we're all used to seeing that kind of activity occur at the federal level. If you turn on the TV, it's not unusual at all to see congressional hearings. But there's not as much of that kind of activity, at least not as robust and as frequent at the state level. So we're hoping to push for more of that kind of work to keep the executive branch, hold them to account. And we'll be rolling out some investigations of our own.
Well, boy, that sounds fun and exciting. Honestly, I mean, I love the opportunity to call out our elected officials who are breaking the law. We've talked about this before. But what's frustrating is that sometimes with divided government, you feel like there's nothing you can do. And I mean, I think about even just our upcoming state Supreme Court election. I don't know if you can comment on it, but I mean, this is a critical election that, that could possibly overturn a lot of positive reforms here in Wisconsin and make it even more difficult for those of us who believe in the Constitution and the conservative cause to see our elected leaders held accountable for illegal behavior.
So when we think about what the legislature is able to do, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is, well, the legislature can legislate. And so there's a lot of time and energy, and rightfully so, spent thinking about policy reforms, things that can be passed into law. But when you have someone of the opposite political party in the executive branch, obviously there's only going to be so much that you can accomplish. There's only going to be so much that you can compromise on. And so it's important to think about the second phase of that process. The legislature doesn't just enact laws and then walk away. It's not only the creator of Wisconsin's public policy, it's also its custodian. And what that means is after a law is passed, it's up to the legislature to make sure that that law is up to date, to make sure that the executive branch is executing the law as the legislature directed, to make sure that there's not waste, fraud, and abuse arising from the programs that the legislature has chosen. And that's why this oversight function it's not just, you know, a good idea. It's a constitutionally vested role that's inherent in the legislature's authority to legislate. So divided government, a period of divided government, is really an excellent time for the legislature to sort of shift its focus a little bit to from merely legislating to really engaging in robust investigations of what the executive branch is up to.
So who are you going to stick it to first, Anthony?
So, you know, we got to keep our cards pretty close to the chest here, but we are going to be rolling out some initiatives. You know, my colleague Quentin Claiborne has been working really hard on some of these federal monies that have been given to schools during the COVID pandemic to help them, you know, adjust to all those changes. And we're talking about a huge sum of money that's not really being tracked very well by the Department of Public Instruction. And, you know, I think a lot of people have questions about how are their districts using this money? What projects are they spending it on? Are these projects that are you know, lawful, that fall within the terms of the grants? You know, is there enough transparency about how they're being spent? So that's one example. We're also taking a look at the activities of the Department of Natural Resources. There will be a lot more to come from us on that. They're working on revising their wolf management plan. I'm sure some of your listeners are familiar with the gray wolf issue in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And how should we be managing that population? Well, you know, we've had a goal for many years of 350 wolves in Wisconsin. We're well over that amount. And DNR's just announced that it's eliminating all population goals, all numeric population goals. So, you know, I think Wisconsinites, you know, fairly have questions about what that means. And those are questions that need to get asked and answered. And, you know, we have on our website, reforminggovernment.org, a page where, you know, if there are individuals in your audience who have issues they think we should be looking into, feel free to drop us a line. And, you know, we're always happy to take a look at whether there's something that can be done.
Oh my gosh, you're heaven sent. You know, I know I've said for a number of years, I think ever since I met former Congressman Sean Duffy, who is an attorney, and my defense of that is, you know, because there are a lot of people that are critical of attorneys, and I say, well, you know, the good guys need them on our side too, and for that I am grateful that. Because it's actually like you're like a unicorn in your field. Because aren't most attorneys, don't they swing the other way politically? I mean, that's my observation anyway.
Well, I think it's a good idea for everybody to be highly suspicious of attorneys, myself included. But it's always good when we can do a service for the public. So we're looking forward to, you know, helping the legislature reinvigorate its oversight role and. You know, make advances where we can.
So this is something where your organization would also partner with our legislators on certain issues?
We're going to be releasing tools, education that can be used not only by the legislature, but also by the public. So, for example, former Justice Daniel Kelly was a fellow at IRG and wrote an excellent treatise called the Legislature's Guide to Oversight, Legislature's Manual to Legislative Oversight, that basically walks through the oversight process from soup to nuts and includes templates and things like that. So certainly, and then when the legislature is engaging in its own oversight activities, you know, we'll be looking to support those activities where we can.
Wow. Again, God love you for doing that. Anthony Lococo, who is the Chief Legal Counsel and Director of Oversight for the Institute for Reforming Government. And again, what's the website URL, Anthony?
That's reforminggovernment.org.
Oh, that's very easy then. Reforminggovernment.org to learn more information. And again, as Anthony has suggested, if there are injustices that come up that you are experiencing, and I mean, this is this is not only state government, but is it local government, Anthony?
Absolutely. Local government is another piece of what we're going to be looking at.
Excellent. Well, hey, there's a plenty of material for you. I'm certain of that, because if there's someone in office, there's a chance that they're not following the law, and we've seen many examples of that over the past couple of years. Well, thanks for joining me this morning, Anthony. Congratulations on the new role. All the best to you, and I look forward to our next chat. Keep in touch.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Gonna go to a break, and I'll be right back on the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News.